frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in his bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're when you will not be.
You are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more.
Went riding on, and from the rear a voice was heard. A brave young man with a trembling word rang loud and clear.
What am I doing here?
Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go.
Mr. Custer, please don't make me go.
About the coming fight, somebody yelled attack, and there I stood with an arrow in my back. Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. Oh,
look at them bushes out there, they're moving. There's an Indian behind every one of them. Mr. Custer, may I be excused for the rest of the afternoon, please? Want to change my library book. Oi, Wyatt, duck your head! Bit late on that one, son. God, I bet that don't half hurt.
They were sure of victory, the men of the 7th Cavalry, as they rode on. When from the rear a voice was heard, that same brave voice with a trembling word rang loud and clear.
What am I doing here?
Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go.
Listen, Mr. Custer, please don't make me go.
There's a redskin waiting out there, waiting to cut my hair. A coward I've been called, but I don't want to wind up dead or bald. Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go.
Now let's see, what's the Indian word for friend? Oh yes, I know. Mañana, yes, that's it. Oh, you lot out there, mañana. Ooh, no, that ain't it. Look at them out there, running around like a bunch of wild Indians. Bunch of wild Indians. No, this is no time for joking. Oh, 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 help, Mr. Custer. Oh, my God.
That was Charlie Drake and Mr. Custer. And this is Miss Kitten and Cosmic Love Radiation from Calling the Stars.
Thank you. cosmic love radiation.
Its own body and Hustle Bustle from the 2011 album Fireplaces.
Feel good, too good.
now we have a rendezvous in rhythm with the Hot Club of Cowtown and If I Had You. Rendezvous Blues in Rhythm is the name of the album, you see. I'll just play music.
Could show the world how to smile, I could be glad all the while. I could turn the gray skies to blue if I had you. I could leave my old ways behind, leave all my past, I'd never mind. I could start my life anew if I had you. I could cross a snow-capped mountain, sail the mighty ocean wide. I could cross a burning desert if I had you by my side. I could be a queen, dear and crown, humble, sorry now. There's just nothing I couldn't do if I had you.
So-called with Basketong Song.
Well, I drink a lot of milk, but I much prefer cider. You are out to drink blunderbusses on my rider. Some like lies, but I prefer deception. No Wi-Fi can get any reception. Everybody basket on.
If you like what you hear, then travel on.
Anyone can basket on.
If you like what you hear, then travel on.
The fruit is ripe, the corn is sold. Bread is baked and the lawn is mowed. Watch out for the frost, the day getting colder. Another year lost, another year holder. Everybody basket on.
If you like what you hear, then clap along.
And you turn the basket on.
If you like what you hear, then clap along.
And now with what I think must be the silliest sentence I'll say in the show. From the new album Ships, it's Sweet Babu and the 12 Carats of Love.
From what I do remember, the sky is what you're after. Do you remember we passed that house with giant ladybugs outside? Oh, today I dreamt those birds crawling all over your body. They took a hold of your firm body and placed it gently over mine. And now I must confess that I am in the best band ever, and I'll make the best love ever last for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And I will always call you baby, yeah, you'll always be my baby. My heart is fit to bursting with confetti and silly string.
Next, Stone Circle by the Third Ear Band. Go over to Uncle Buffo.
This show, I have another clip from BBC's The Now Show. For non-British listeners, or foreigners as we call them, I should explain that the tabloid newspaper The Sun always has a photo of a topless woman on page 3. And to talk about it, here is Bridget Christie.
Thank you. It's great to be here doing a guest spot on The Now Show because it means that I can say all the things about feminism that were cut from my last two panel show appearances. To quote Oscar Wilde, to lose one feminist joke in the edit may be regarded as misfortune. To lose both looks like the patriarchy. Now, as a topical comedian who mainly talks about women's issues, the best thing about feminism for me is the fact that any progress we do manage to make is very, very slow. So something I may have said about a particular issue on a panel show in the past still feels fresh weeks, months, even years later. In fact, the bit I'm doing tonight, I started writing in 1792. That's the beauty of female oppression. It never ends. As far as comedy's concerned, it just keeps on giving. For example, some things that will always be topical are women's breasts. Now, hardly a week goes by without something new being said about them. In fact, women's breasts are so topical that one tabloid newspaper runs a full-page news story about breasts every single day. Unfortunately, a sub-editor at the Sun newspaper keeps forgetting to put in the actual story that goes with the photograph of the woman's breasts, which is confusing for readers who've primarily bought the newspaper to read about the news and are instead confronted with an image that doesn't appear to relate to anything newsworthy. That's why men take much longer to read that particular page than all the others. I see them on the trains and buses and in greasy spoon cafes, in Masonic temples and the Houses of Parliament. And they're all trying to work out which news story goes with the photo. I once watched a man take 20 minutes trying to find a link between the smiling topless woman and a dead mouse found in a packet of pork scratchings. He gave up in the end. I think he thought it had nibbled off her bra. So this week, a Tunisian feminist who posted online photos of herself topless with the phrase, "My body is my own," scrawled across her chest, has been arrested by Tunisian authorities. 19-year-old Amina Tyler is a member of the global feminist movement, Femen. Femen have just one goal, the total destruction of the patriarchy. And they want this for all women in all societies, whether those women want it or not. Femen staged topless protests to use the female body as a weapon against patriarchal society. And also because before they took all their clothes off, they were totally ignored by the media. Ironically, the only British newspaper that doesn't cover Femen's topless protests is The Sun. I'm not being fair on The Sun. Apparently, what they're actually doing is giving us an example of an objectified image of a woman's body so that we know what to look out for. And can I just take this opportunity to thank Rupert Murdoch and Dominic Mohan, the editor of The Sun, for their ongoing support in this area. And I just wanted to say to them to not worry about 500,000 girl guides joining the No More Page 3 campaign. I mean, how threatening can 500,000 teenage girls screaming at you be? Not very, in my humble opinion. Well, just ask Justin Bieber if you don't believe me. Sorry, believe me. Now, I have a close personal friend who is very similar to me in many ways. We're the same age, we both have size 6 feet, that sort of thing. But she is absolutely not me. So what happened to this other woman was that she was at the train station on her way to Cambridge one day, and she went in the cafe on the platform where you can get, you know, teas and coffees and newspapers and magazines, you know, the type of place. So she went in to get a coffee, well, a wine, actually, because they sell wine in them as well, so she tells me. So she got a wine, which she uses to forget about her children and female oppression. And while she was in the queue, apparently, she noticed loads of copies of quite explicit lads magazines and copies of the Daily Sport on the bottom shelf, where a 5-year-old boy was looking at them. So she picked them all up, took them outside and put them in the bin. And she said that nobody even noticed. And then she put loads of banana skins and teas and coffees all over them so that other men couldn't read them for free. I think she needs to cut down on the drink a bit. Anyway, for me personally, the idea of going topless for feminism is slightly flawed. So I won't be following Femen's example. Not on the radio, anyway. Not again. It's made absolutely no difference to the listeners at home or the studio audience, who appear to be jaded by my breasts, if anything. Now, where's my bra gone? I hope that mouse hasn't eaten it.
You're listening to DJ Frogs in the Window with Uncle Boffo's Comedy Spot on Spirit Plants Radio. Broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more.
So that's it again this week, is it? I used to have 20 minutes, now you've cut me down to 5 minutes, and that's when I'm actually allowed on. For the last 4 weeks, you've waited until I was out, and then recorded the show without me. Oh well, I will be you later, Frogs. So, it's goodbye from me, listeners. Back to the shambolic presenting and the Hat Has a Choice of Music.
Yes, thank you, Papo. And by the way, it's eclectic or possibly discriminating, not haphazard. Hazard. was the 1979 hit single Pop Music by M. Well, frontman Robin Scott sounded a lot different a decade earlier. Here's Song of the Sun from Woman from the Warm Grass.
A yellow sun's pink light and green shadows give way to the night. Encroaching darkness hides the meadows. Through the 12 gates of hell she'll dive, through icy waters that will deprive us of a life-giving orange heat. And the god of darkness will repeat his nightly vigil update cold. Bring winter blizzard and heavy snow. It will shed cold gloom inside my mind and make me wonder whose strange design forms nature's habitual pattern. If I could take the author's pen and sit down to rewrite again the order of the seasons' change, from back to front I'd rearrange winter, summer, autumn, spring, night to day and day to night. In my sleep amid my dreams, a menacing finger points it seems at the early morning ruddy sky. I can't help but wonder why the cold below does not absorb the warmth of that sinking orange orb. What would this floating disc called Earth and all its dying men be worth if darkness blackened empty skies and a raging storm that never dies turns man, machine and nature's home into frothing foam and foam? And as I struggle to survive, I feel my consciousness revive. I gasp a dying nightmare breath and waken from a choking death. But one question stays in mind: what does the sun really mean? I glance upon the sleeping form whose love has chanced to keep me warm. I see her from her dreaming stir. And as I touch and waken her, I ask her to explain my dream. What does the sun really mean? In her bewildered eyes I see the question is thrown back to me. Cold comfort is her body then. I know I am alone again. The thing I seek to understand was made before the world began.
From a new album called Annie Up, it's I Feel a Sin Coming On from the Pistol Annies.
I feel a sin coming on. I feel a wrath that's about to go wrong. I got a shiver down to the bone. I feel a sin coming on. I got a buzz in my brain, drunk on a low, going down like champagne. I got a feeling it's gonna leave a lipstick stain, and I'll be the only one to blame.
And you can see it all over my face, sweet temptation all over the place. Give me time, mix it up with some strong. I feel a sin,
I
fade in the black, and you can see it all over my face. Sweet temptation.
Cover version of my close friend Kermit's hit song, It's Not Easy Being Green. Here's Sophie Millman.
It's not easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves, when I think it may be nicer being red. Or yellow or gold, or something much more colorful like that. It's not that easy being green. Seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things, and people tend to pass you over, 'cause you're not standing out like flashy sparkles on the water or stars in the sky. Green is the color of spring. Green cool and friendly like, and green can be big like an ocean, important like a mountain, tall like a tree. What if green is all there is to be? It may make you wonder why, but why wonder? Why wonder? I'm green, and that'll define it's beautiful, and it's what I wanna be. Green friendly like. And green can be big like an ocean, important like a mountain, tall like a tree. But if green is all there is to be, it may make you wonder why, why wonder, why wonder. I'm green and that'll do fine. It's beautiful and it's what I want to be.
Now, there is nothing clever or grown up about swearing.
Body language, get Desmond Morris right, something fucking stupid about that. we got that bolt through your neck for? Fucking cunt, eh? Poser, you fucking cunt. Fucking poser. Poser. All right, know what I mean? Live with your mum, do ya? Eh, son? Live with your mum.
Hello, John Bobby Mower. 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 Hello, John Bobby Mower.
That was Alexi Sales' Mr. Sweary version of Hello John, Got a New Motor. Now, Pia Ubu, who think musicians are scum?
Why don't you get in line with all those others whose lives I have ruined? Take your place at the back of the queue, so honey, I can think about you when it's time, not before. When it's time, not before. Musicians are scum. I thought I'd made this clear from day one. Musicians are scum. I looked in your eyes. I said I will ruin your life. Can't see you did not believe me. You remember, don't you? I said you remember, don't you? 'Cause I do. 'Cause I do. I do not mean to be cruel. I don't mean to be unjust. I said that it was love. I swear to you it was love. Only it was not lust. I swear to you it was love. Only not lust. Take your place at the back of the queue. So honey, I can think about you. Why don't you get in line with all those lovers whose lives I've ruined? I swear to you that it was love. Only it was not lust. Why don't you get in line now with all those others whose lives I have ruined? I can see you did not believe me. You don't remember.
And here with a song that was played at her funeral, it's Dusty Springfield and Going Back.
Days when I was young enough to know the truth.
have been, and thanks for listening, and come back next time for two songs about holes.